Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. In the show today, we will talk with Serge Kerrigan. He is the Superintendent, Quality Engineering Test Establishment at the Department of National Defense. And he is going to be one of the moderation panelists at this year's ShipTech. But first, a little bit of background about Serge. He joined the Canadian Armed Forces in 1979 and graduated from the Royal Military College of Canada in 1984. After completing initial training in Borden, he served in various maintenance organizations in Canada and Germany. He was also the commanding officer of 5 Service Battalion and deployed to Afghanistan in 2004. Serge Kerrigan has been the superintendent of the Quality Engineering Test Establishment since 2012. He's responsible for failure investigations and specialized test and evaluations for the Canadian Armed Forces. Serge, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's certainly our pleasure. To begin, can you tell us a little more about yourself and your background and what you're currently doing at DND?
Sure. So I joined the Canadian Armed Forces, like you mentioned, in 1979, spent 28 years as a REME officer, so that's in the maintenance of land equipment. I finished as a full colonel in 2006 and transferred to the public service as a NEX-1, so as a director, and eventually became a senior director and is synonym with superintendent of the Quality Engineering Test Establishment. So superintendent just means senior director. In the military, I had the chance to serve in Canada and in Germany, England, and the United States. So I did a couple of tours also, one in Afghanistan and one in Bosnia. In Afghanistan, that was in 2004 as a leader of the support organization. So that's 6-month tours, both in Bosnia and Afghanistan.
I would imagine those were both two very unique experiences.
Yes. Bosnia, for example, I was just a planification officer. So I was in charge of all the plans for logistics. So the support of maintenance, transport, and supply for the forces that were in Bosnia. In Afghanistan, it was a combat mission. So I was in direct support of an infantry battalion and all Canadian forces elements that were located in Afghanistan. So that was an organization of about 250 military and 500 civilians supporting the combat forces. So that was a lot more, let's say, intense and risky because you are in very dangerous territory. So you have a lot of training to go into these areas, but it was a lot more stressful than, let's say, Bosnia.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And I guess the training is probably crucial, but does it ever fully prepare you for the real experience?
Well, nothing fully prepares you. What you try to do is eliminate and go through as many risks as possible. So the training is 6 months to a year, and you really, really go through many scenarios. And you train. By then, I was 42 years old, and I had spent quite a bit of time in support organizations, but you're training your young officers and young sergeants to be able to lead teams in dangerous territory. So these people had to do either convoys or maintenance actions, for example, recovery vehicles or fixed vehicles, and always under the stress of enemy action, because not as in during the Cold War where you have a front line and the enemy is behind the front line, and so your adversary is known and they have a uniform and they're basically, there's a front line where they're not supposed to be behind it. Obviously, there's some infiltration, but in Afghanistan, your enemy is not known. They're not dressed in uniform, so they can be anyone. So there's a very high level of stress for soldiers to be able to react to any type of situation.
I would imagine so. For the benefit of our listenership and readership, we are privileged to have Serge as one of the speakers at this year's ShipTech Forum, which is taking place on February 25th at the Westin Hotel. If you're not familiar with ShipTech, it's an annual event produced by Vanguard Media. It's a one-day conference which brings together members of the industry, government, and military to share knowledge and lessons learned from a technical perspective, and also to showcase successful investments into cutting-edge technologies for the shipbuilding and marine industries. And I'm sure, Serge, you're going to have quite a bit of input in this area. I'm just wondering, can you share with our listenership and readership what you're going to focus on at this year's ShipTech Forum 2020? Maybe a little bit of a sneak peek?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm very excited to be a PA on the panel. QED, or the Quality Engineering Test Establishment, provides the material group. So the group in the National Defense that does all the acquisition and support of equipment. So the role of QED is actually to assist these groups in providing, you know, specialized technology-based test and investigative services. And also because we have so many people in different technologies. For example, I have 11 people in my staff that have PhDs and 40 that have masters. I have 117 technologists. So all of this staff with years and years and years of experience in multiple technology areas. So I cover 29 technology areas and I have 62 labs. So this is what QED brings to the meetings. So when we acquire equipment, the teams that do this most of the time are not specialists in these technology areas. So they come and see QED for advice on how to write the specifications. And we also do, as you mentioned earlier, failure and accident investigation. So by having the knowledge of what breaks and you know, the damages that happen, we bring all that knowledge to assist in acquiring and supporting equipment. So this panel is going to be talking about emerging technologies. It's going to be talking about, you know, test and evaluation. And there's some really exciting innovations in sensors, integrated health support, or for equipment pieces, and additive manufacturing. All of this is going to be part of my presentation.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite a bit of information. Serge, what are some of the key takeaways that attendees can expect to receive?
So from the Quality Engineering Test Establishment perspective, one of the takeaways is we actually work with industry. So if there is an acquisition issue that happens, we actually sit down both with our teams that are acquiring the equipment, but also hand in hand with industry to resolve issues. So we have in one place, so we're on two different sites, but most of our laboratories are in the National Printing Bureau, which is a historical building in the Gatineau area. So most of our laboratories and technicians, engineers and scientists actually work out of the National Printing Bureau. So in one location, we have all these capabilities. This is not common in the industry. So there's a huge investment in, you know, the training, the manpower, the scientific equipment we have in our laboratories. Most industries don't have those capabilities. So we actually work hand in hand with industry to resolve issues. A lot of times when industry is delivering systems and subsystems, they're from different manufacturers. So sometimes when you put all these systems together, you have issues with compatibility. So some of the technology areas that we cover are, you know, electromagnetic environmental effects, non-destructive testing, chemical analysis, manufacturing design and material performance, et cetera, et cetera. So we can assist industry. So a lot of this forum that we're going to be talking about is about emerging technologies and, how do you, better prepare the Navy for developing these into new systems. So, that's some sneak peeks or what industry, I guess, can get out of my presentation.
Well, thank you very much. You're listening to Vanguard Radio, and we have had the privilege to have Serge Carrigan, Superintendent, Quality Engineering Test Establishment at the Department of National Defense, to join us this morning. Serge, thank you so much for coming on to our program.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I can't wait to be a panelist at the forum on the 25th of February.
For those who are interested in learning a little bit more about this year's ShipTech Forum 2020, you can visit vanguardcanada.com/ShipTech 2020. There are a few seats still remaining, but they are limited. So if you would like to attend this great event, please register today, and you'll hear more from Serge and some of the other speakers that are going to be at this event.